T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now partly cloudy and 70 degrees. We have a heat advisory today. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey is reportedly one of 7 finalists announced by the Austin, Texas Police Department for the job of the city's chief of police. The search included 46 applications. The next Austin police chief will be in charge of over 1,800 sworn officers and 734 non-sworn professional staff. Additionally, the chief will have a budget of $241 million to work with for the 2020-2021 fiscal year. Ramsey has been Wichita chief since January of 2016. The Veterans Administration is going to require its healthcare workers get a COVID vaccine.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is now the first major federal agency requiring healthcare workers to get COVID vaccines. That comes as the Delta variant of the virus is causing a surge across the U.S. USA Today says nearly 80% of VA employees are already vaccinated. That's about 300,000 staffers. But anyone refusing the vaccine could face penalties, including possible removal. The VA rule issued as the American Medical Association and dozens of other healthcare groups sent out a letter calling for all healthcare facilities to require workers get the shot. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will discuss a budget for the coming year. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News city employees will see pay raises.
The first thing we're doing is increasing the base pay for everyone who works for the city to at least $15 an hour. That's going to be pretty huge. I mean, that's for folks who might be making under that now. That will be the base pay for folks when they are hired back and people who are currently working here.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. At Monday's Wichita Board of Education meeting, funds were approved to help fill special education openings.
The school board approved spending $340,000 for nearly 70 teachers and staff to receive special education certification. Assistant Superintendent for Student Support Services, Dr. Vince Evans, told the board that it fills a big need for the district.
Very proud of this program. It's a statewide challenge to recruit special education teachers right now.
Funding was approved on a unanimous vote. Teachers or staff will now be able to have tuition and books to become certified to teach special education. The program also guarantees teachers will teach special education classes in the district for the next 3 years. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A former Wichita teacher has been jailed and charged with child sex crimes. 48-year-old Sean Wingfield was arrested Saturday on 2 counts of sexual exploitation of a child. A Wichita Northwest High School spokeswoman says Wingfield began working there in 1997. He resigned July 19th. Wingfield posted on Facebook last week that he was resigning for his personal health and well-being. He's in the Sedgwick County Jail on a $50,000 bond. Strong winds and unpredictable fire behavior has the Dixie Fire in Northern California growing even more, charring over 300 square miles and threatening thousands of structures. Fox's Eric Rucker reports from Butte County.
CAL FIRE originally calling the Fly and Dixie two separate fires, but they have since merged those two. Specifically, what that means is they're going to be all part of the same fire when it comes to acreage, burned and containment and all of this. The big concern right now continues to be all the structures that are threatened. That doesn't necessarily mean homes. Sometimes it could be outbuildings. Sometimes it could be barns. It depends on what kind of structures people have in that area. But 10,000 is definitely a lot, and you know there are many homes that are involved in that.
At least 16 structures have burned so far. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS on this Tuesday morning. It's time check, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And taking a quick look at things in traffic right now, the traffic conditions are looking fairly good out there. The gasoline prices just, again, they're a little bit all over the place out there. I'm seeing prices up around $2.99 a gallon at the high end. And I'm seeing a smattering of prices lower than that out there. Lowest really I've seen out there today is hydraulic north of I-135. That's down in South Wichita, $2.89 a gallon there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Some slow-moving thunderstorms dropped some very heavy rain in Wichita yesterday, and that resulted in some street flooding. Today, high pressure really builds in, keeping us hot, humid, and dry. We'll have some patchy areas of low clouds moving out this morning, sunny and 95 this afternoon, clear in 74 tonight, 97 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Most of Kansas involved in a heat advisory today, including South Central Kansas, the Wichita area. Partly cloudy now, 70 degrees, and we have no wind. Calm again on this Tuesday morning, July 27th. More scattered showers across Central Kansas Monday. Some places it rained a lot, some places it didn't rain a lot. Wichita's high temperature, 93 degrees. Normal high, 93. 7/10 of an inch officially of rain measured at Eisenhower Airport. May have been more than that in some neighborhoods. A lot more.
Yeah, a lot more. Isn't it just as miserable as possible when it's that hot and yet raining?
The only answer is just take off all your clothes and go out and stand in the rain.
Yeah, that's,
that'll be cooler.
That's a good good answer.
On this date in 1974, the House Judiciary Committee voted 27-11 to adopt the first three articles of impeachment against President Richard Nixon, charging he had personally engaged in a course of conduct designed to obstruct justice in the Watergate case. That was 1974. The United States says it will keep existing COVID-19 restrictions on international travel in place for now due to concerns about the surging infection rate because of the Delta variant. It's the latest sign the White House is having to recalibrate its thinking around the coronavirus pandemic as the more infectious variant surges across the U.S. and a substantial chunk of the population resists vaccination. It's also a reversal from the sentiment President Joe Biden voiced earlier this month when he said his administration was in the process of considering how soon the U.S. could lift the ban on European travel bound for the U.S. people coming in from Europe to the U.S. So, that's a state of flux, like everything else. The final victim of the condo building collapse in Florida has been identified. Relatives say the body of Estelle Hedaya has been identified, making her the 98th victim recovered from the rubble of the condominium that collapsed more than a month ago. Her family says her funeral will be held today. The site of the June 24th collapse of the Oceanside Champlain Towers South has been mostly swept flat now. The rubble moved to a Miami warehouse. Forensic scientists and rabbis are still at work examining debris at the warehouse, seeking additional remains and personal items. So that story moves right along. And as we go back now on the COVID story, New York City will require all city workers to either be vaccinated or tested weekly, including school teachers, firefighters, and NYPD officers. Mayor Bill de Blasio made the announcement Monday, promising very tough consequences for unvaccinated workers who do not wear the face masks. So far, de Blasio has resisted declaring a citywide mask mandate, similar to the one announced in L.A. earlier this month. The new regulations will go into effect September 13th. And if you've been listening to our news this morning, so far we've had a story on the Veterans Administration centers. The hospitals, they are now going to require all workers there, healthcare workers, to be vaccinated. And if you don't get the shot, I guess you'll be gone. This is not all VA facilities, but at least the hospitals. You know, if you're working healthcare, I would say, if you work in healthcare, you probably believe in the power of vaccinations to do what they're supposed to do, and you get the shot. I mean, for goodness sake, other people have all kinds of reasons not to get the shot, but you're working around people who could die if you give something to them. It would only make sense. You ought to take all the precautions. But like I said, there is a widespread resistance to this vaccination and this vaccine. It's not just in New York City and places like that. It's everywhere, including Wichita, Kansas. Police Chief Ramsey, in top of the news this morning, a finalist among the seven finalists for the job as police chief in Austin, Texas. And if you heard our news at the top of the hour, that job is going to require, the city is about three times the size of Wichita.
Yeah.
And all of the facilities, the number of people he would be supervising, the amount of money controlled in his budget, all of that, at least triple what it is in Wichita as far as officers and things like that. So this would be a huge challenge. But Chief Ramsey is a relatively young man. He's been here since 2016 here in Wichita. And I think he's done an excellent job.
Yeah.
And he's very, very popular with the people here. And he has some personal reasons why he thinks this would be a good fit if he could go to Austin. I looked at the seven people who are the finalists for this job. And I don't want this to sound bad, but this is the reality of life. Among those seven, I think he's the only white male, which in this day and age may work against him. However, they look at track records and experience, I think he's probably right in there with the other six, maybe even better. But those would be the factors will work against you in this day and age. At any rate, we wish him the best. I found some sound from our issue show about 3 weeks ago when we had him on. So we're going to hear from him this morning and what his thoughts are on that. This is recently done. It's not today's soundbite, but his recent event. Give you an idea of what his thinking is and where he's going with this. All right, we're coming up on 6:17 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And let's go ahead and check leadoff sports now with Jad Chambers on the sports desk this morning, Jad.
Well, the Kansas City Royals had won 5 in a row going into last night's game, hosting the Chicago White Sox at Kauffman Stadium. And I say, once again, Jorge Soler got things going. This time in the second, you heard it yesterday, over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
No base runners yet. And Soler leads off in a long drive, deep center. Back goes Billy Hamilton to the wall and gone, Soler. Soler ambushes Keuchel, first pitch, trying to jump in front of Soler. And he pounded it. He got it over, well, actually, three barriers and to the base of the scoreboard at dead center field. So the Royals, who've been using the home run to great advantage lately, they jump in front on Soler's 12th home run.
Yeah. He really tattooed that one.
Good point. They've been relying on the home run most of the season. It hadn't helped him very much. But now it looks like it's helping him a little bit.
Yeah, because
Soler's coming around.
Well, because he wasn't done. He blasted another solo shot in his next at-bat. Yeah. number 12 and 13 of his on the season there. Yeah. A Whit Merrifield RBI double in the fifth and an Andrew Benintendi solo homer in the sixth. And that was enough for the 4-3 win. Mike Minor gave the Royals a quality start. He allowed 2 runs on 3 hits over 6 innings, walking 2 and striking out 7. Scott Barlow worked the final 2 innings and got his 6th save. So the Royals win it 4-3. Next up for the Royals, and well, another matchup with the White Sox tonight, and you can hear that over on KFH at 7 o'clock. For the second straight game in a row, Royals shortstop Nicky Lopez out of the lineup. When asked about it, manager Mike Matheny said he's got a, quote, hitch in his giddy-up.
Oh, I'm one of those.
Yeah. Lopez appeared to injure his leg on July 24th, but remained in that game for the rest of that game, and has been out since, so.
Yeah, well, that's a medical term.
Yeah, hitch in his giddy-up.
Hitch in his giddy-up, yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. One NFL team will open training camp without its head coach because of the coronavirus. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano reporting.
The Indianapolis Colts will open training camp Tuesday without head coach Frank Reich after he tested positive for COVID-19. Colts GM Chris Ballard providing an update Monday following the announcement.
I'm not going to give you a timeline on when he's going to be back. You know, our protocols are pretty similar, but we're going to be careful. We're going to be safe. And, you know, when he's back, he's back. But the good news is he doesn't have any symptoms. He's feeling good.
Reich was vaccinated against the coronavirus, as is required for all Tier 1 NFL staff, including coaches. Since NFL personnel returned to work last month, 4 players and 13 staffers have tested positive for COVID despite vaccination. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And the Kansas City Chiefs veterans filed into Scanlon Hall dormitory on the campus of Missouri Western State University on Monday, ready to set aside last season's Super Bowl disappointment and focus on some new opportunities. The full squad has training camp workout today, practice tomorrow, and right here on Steve and Ted in the morning starting on Monday, we will have our daily training camp update from Kansas City, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
That's right. We have those about 8:15.
Yep.
Every morning next week.
Every morning next week and until the end of training camp, yeah.
A couple of weeks after that.
Yeah. Well, and then, of course, all rest of the season, Kansas City Chiefs games can be heard right here on KNSS. Oklahoma and Texas taking their first formal step towards moving to the SEC. They notified the Big 12 they would not be renewing an agreement that binds the league's members through 2025. It's the school sent out the joint statement that made no mention of the SEC and said they intend to honor agreements that give the conference control of the school's media rights. That's Big 12 television contracts with ESPN and Fox. Texas and Oklahoma have reportedly been in discussions with the SEC about joining the league, although neither school nor the SEC has acknowledged that publicly. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. As we press on in the battle against COVID-19, there are things you may want to take with you. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.